In 2018, the Centers for Disease Control reported that an estimated 20%, or 50 million adult U.S. citizens, suffered from chronic pain. It went on to say that the overall chronic pain prevalence in the U.S. is higher than that of diabetes, heart disease, and cancer combined. The studies concluded that chronic pain is the number one disability in America. The public's perception of chronic pain is that it's unsolvable, and the best one can expect is to live well with it. The reality is that modern neuroscience research has revealed answers, and it is a solvable problem. Most of this data hasn't penetrated into the thinking of mainstream medicine. How may we successfully address chronic pain? In doing so, are there also answers to reducing the devastating effects of COVID-19? My guest this week on Vox Novus, Dr. David Hanscom, has dedicated himself to finding these answers and has been successful in helping others live pain-free. He's committed to bringing these concepts out into the general awareness. Dr. Hanscom is an orthopedic complex spinal deformity surgeon who was based in Seattle, Washington. He quit his more than 32-year surgical practice in 2018 to focus on teaching people how to break the grip of chronic mental and physical pain. His mission is to reintroduce true healing into medicine. He feels that doctors should be given the time to listen and understand their patients. Difficult life situations surrounding their medical problems have a tremendous impact on care and outcomes. Dr. Hanscom is the author of Back in Control, A Surgeon's Roadmap Out of Chronic Pain, now in its second edition, and Do You Really Need Spine Surgery? Take Control with a Surgeon's Advice. His website is backincontrol.com, and he joins me this week to discuss his experience, techniques, and how these may also be used to address the body's response to COVID-19.